It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, it's the lull before the storm right now. Of course, y'all are used to storms. Having the month of May is nothing but rain, but the cotton market still, it just basically continues to go nowhere fast. The known fundamentals are unchanged. Prices are unchanged. The uncertainty of China is unchanged. Coastal bend swamp is unchanged. And textile mills continue to exist very well, just buying hand to mouth. The weather's unchanged, with the exception of basically you're not getting snow. It's not snowed, rained in every day, but the market's just going to sit here in its little lull and until Mother Nature makes her decisions around the globe with respect to the crop. The planting, the germinating post-emergence, all this continues throughout the northern hemisphere. We're very near the end of planting, but there's a fair bit more left in India, per se. And Mother Nature is keeping her powder dry and probably too dry for India. Much of the Mid-South is begging for rain, if you can believe it. It's not that the Mid-South needs a rain. It's just they've been a week now with dry weather, so to have that perfect crop, they're thinking they need a rain again. We could probably go another month and still make a decent crop, but we'll need those continual, very seasonal, weekly, two-weekly rains. But cotton weather is basically arrived, but then again, in the Mid-South and Southeast, it's not so much about cotton anymore as it is, say, well, particularly the state of Georgia is, but other than that, it's Texas is the key, and of course, everybody knows that. Mother Nature keeps pouring the rain on, as the weatherman predicts. There's a huge crop making out there. But the same weatherman says those rains are going to continue through harvest as well. So, you know, that's so much for today's weather outlook. The cotton market wants to know what's going to happen tomorrow. In the meantime, I think the trading range is going to continue to be blocked at both ends. And I had said several times here that I thought December would have a good base at 64 and a half cents, but trading down to 63 and a half cents twice this week, I think that market, that suggests that we better stick with the 62 to 63 cent trading range of support on the bottom and 68 cents on the top until we get some new fundamentals. And again, the new fundamentals are just going to wait on what we see with respect to weather. Granted, there's a little bit of mill business improvement in China, but it's the coarse cow yards, and the world now is based on fine cows. But just looking around at a few places, the Indian monsoon is late, but there's still hope, so, and it still continues late, weak, but as long as it continues, there's a chance. Looking at U.S. exports and sales, the pace continues. As I said, there's really no change in fundamentals, and the fundamental with respect to shipments and sales has been very good. Still very much on a path to increase to sell some 300,000 to 400,000 bales more than the USDA number, and I think we'll see that here in this July report. So here we go. This price range continues. We'll stay right in this 62-68 cent range and trade higher and lower. This past week we were down 100 points last week, down roughly 100 points this week. So a couple hundred cents off the past 2 weeks, but the trading range will prevail.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.